This zenith sector by John Bird was part of the foundation equipment of the Radcliffe Observatory in Oxford in 1773. It's a sector because its measurements cover a fraction of a circle, that is, a sector. And it's a zenith sector because it points directly upwards, that is, to the point in the sky that astronomers call the zenith. The original zenith sector of this type had been used by James Bradley early in the 18th century to prove that the Earth is in motion, in orbit round the Sun. Bradley discovered that the apparent position of a star close to the zenith changed slightly as the year progressed. A change due to the way the speed of the Earth changes in its orbit, according to what's known as Kepler's second law of planetary motion. At this time, every astronomer knew, of course, that the Earth was a planet in orbit, but this was the first observational proof. The fame of this measurement meant that observatories, including the Radcliffe Observatory, wanted to have examples of the celebrated instrument. But, in fact, there was little more for this instrument to do.